Public Health Emergencies. English. Text from the Are You Prepared booklet by the Cass, North Dakota, and Clay, Minnesota Emergency Planning Partnerships, adapted with funding provided by Fargo-Cass Public Health through the City's Readiness Initiative and funding from the Specialized Information Services Division of the National Library of Medicine. It was last reviewed in 2008. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License. This is a Healthy Roads Media project. Public Health Emergencies. A public health emergency includes disease outbreaks, biological or chemical emergencies, and natural disasters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention encourage you to prepare an all-hazards emergency kit that could be used during any disaster. A bioterrorism attack is the deliberate release of viruses, bacteria, or other germs called agents used to cause illness or death in people, animals, or plants. Biological agents can be spread through the air, through water, or in food. Terrorists may use biological agents because they can be extremely difficult to detect and may not cause illness for several hours to several days. Some bioterrorism agents, like smallpox virus, can be spread from person to person, and some, like anthrax, cannot. Your local public health department has probably been working hard on making plans to distribute medications and give vaccinations to the general public during a public health emergency. Pandemic influenza planning. You've probably heard about the potential for a bird flu outbreak around the world. Many communities have developed teams to develop response plans for a possible influenza pandemic such as this. These groups are often made up of representatives from local government, public health agencies, hospitals, nursing homes, university and college health agencies, mass care facilities, and clinics. In a public health emergency, clinics may be set up to provide vaccinations or medications to the public.